Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing jazz here on WCRI Radio, as I do every week. Thank you for listening in. And tonight's feature is going to be pianist Walter Norris from his Riverside recording called The Trio, with Billy Bean on guitar and Hal Gaylor on bass, and of course Walter Norris on piano. But before we start the music, I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show. And you can visit them virtually and check out their single-family homes and condos down there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, by going to villagefarmri.com and check them out, and then maybe take a ride down on a beautiful summer day and check them out in person. Okay, so let's get right to the music. We're going to start off with a tune called Grooveyard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listening to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and we started off that set with the tune called Grooveyard, and then we heard the tune Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and we ended that first set with the tune called The End of a Love Affair. So you're listening to pianist Walter Norris and with Hal Gaylor on bass and Billy Bean on guitar from there. 1961 Riverside recording called The Trio. And I'm pretty sure that Walter Norris actually also played with Ornette Coleman on one recording. I'll try to look that up, which recording it was that Walter Norris played with Ornette Coleman on, but that's kind of an interesting situation. But he plays great on these standards and these tunes with The Trio. So, hope you're enjoying the show, and let's get back. We're going to start off with this tune called Scramble. Thank you. Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We heard the tune Scramble, and then we heard the tune Out Front. And you're listening to the trio with Walter Norris on piano, Hal Gaylor on bass, and Billy Bean on guitar. And this is from their 1961 Riverside recording called The Trio. And I did look up some information on the band, and actually the liner notes are quite good. And Walter Norris played with quite an array of musicians here. He played with Johnny Griffin, Shorty Rogers, Jimmy Giuffre, Zoot Sims, Charlie Ventura, and he played with Ornette Coleman as well. I'm going to have to look what recording he's on with Ornette. And bassist Hal Gaylor, he played with quite a few different people too. Kai Winding, Stan Getz, Chico Hamilton, and others. And as an accompanist for Lena Horne, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, and Peggy Lee. And so he's done quite a bit of work too. And let's see here. We're looking for Billy Bean. Okay, so Billy Bean played with quite a few people. Played with Charlie Parker, and he played with Charlie Ventura. No, okay, he played with Charlie Barnett, not Charlie Parker. He played with Charlie Ventura, too many Charlies, and has recorded with Bud Shank, Buddy DeFranco, and Paul Horn. So that's some of the things that these three musicians have done. I forget to put that in so you get some info on the recording and the musicians here. Okay, so let's get right back to the music. And on this track, the first track we're going to play in this set, actually Hal Gaylor plays cello too. So we're going to start with a tune called Cello. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called Che Lo, and then we heard the tune D&D, and then we heard the tune For Heaven's Sake. And you're listening to the Walter Norris Trio. Well, the album is called The Trio, with Walter Norris on piano, Hal Gaylor on bass, and on cello on one of the tracks, and Billy Bean on guitar. And this is was recorded in 1961, and it was released on Riverside Records. So I do hope you've been enjoying the show, and we're going to actually go out with a tune from another of Walter Norris's recordings. It's called Drifting, and the tune is called Rose Waltz, and it's with Walter Norris on piano and George Mraz on bass. I played this that recording and this particular song back then maybe about 2 months ago, and we're going to round out the whole set with this tune, and that's what we're going out with this evening, because that just about does it for me. Thank you very much for listening in. Thank you, Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show, and have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night.
You've been listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.